Have you ever wanted to start live streaming and were not sure how to do it? You can start live streaming up to 40 social media platforms all at one time for as little as nada. It's going to cost you your time. That is what it's going to cost. You can pre-record. You can live stream. You can do a multitude of things. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com. O-N-E.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, it's Friday, so you already know that this is going to be a Safety FM mini episode.
You're listening to Safety FM Min.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Safety Focus Moments. They're consultants that want to help you get the safety culture you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com.
Well, hello and welcome to Safety FM Mini. This is Jay Allen. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods. Well, with it being Friday and it's us going into the weekend, I kind of thought that maybe we should do something slightly different than what we normally do. And let's talk about some of the most influential, mind-bending movies. Yes, Strange and Vast, Impossible Worlds, and different dimensions have never been so real. So movies are beautiful pieces of art, as you know, and they can show different worlds and perspective, which are exciting characters and surreal conundrums, which are impossible to see in real life. Here we are going to share a little bit of more curious bits of information about some of the most puzzling movies probably within the last 30 years. So I hope your brain enjoys the rocking because that's what it's going to do. So why am I talking about this? Well, I think it's sometimes important to go into some other stuff. So let's do that. So let's start off with Fight Club. The movie was based on the book that was released back in 1999 to mixed critical responses. Since then, however, it was the only grown in popularity and it has been influenced people all over the world. It's the showcase of examples of unreliable narrative. Idea as such continues to bamboozle even those who have seen it before. The movie's main focus is a character that is split, you can see, in people with different mental illnesses. However, it isn't the only thing that's important in the feature. Fear, boundaries, identity are all important focus points. It has inspired by Revelation, the book author had when he was badly beaten on a camping trip. The story goes that there were some rowdy teenagers nearby, and when he went to confront them, they took him out in a way and made him look, you know, a little bit preposterous. When he returned, none of his friends dared ask what had happened. The author came to the conclusion that if you look nasty enough, no one even wants to know how bad things occurred to you, which served the inspiration for Fight Club. Another movie that probably we should talk about a little bit is Inception. This 2010 passion project made over $800 million worldwide and is considered one of the best movies about dreams. The director, Christopher Nolan, worked very closely with the leading actor, Leonardo DiCaprio, to a point where he helped out the script by making it more emotional, and understandable, which brought the two friends even closer together. Surprisingly, the director didn't base it on any stories or any research on the topic, just on his inner feelings and experience, which is arguably why it's such a good rendition of what dreams are like. It's a basic premise. It's in a world that we live in when we fall asleep and what we can find there. And although it is highly imaginative environment, it was made so close to real as it could. The explosion, the buildings and in the mountains and the van falling off the bridge were actual events, which the first being done with specific gases. The second one being built just days before filming and the last being shot out of a cannon. Even the moving sets were physically real and could spin 360 degrees, which looked amazing amount of effort and dedication. Another one that we can talk about is another Christopher Nolan movie, which is Memento. The psychological thriller was initially the idea born during a road trip when 26-year-old common boy Christopher Nolan and his younger brother were around and about. The main focus of the movie is amnesia, and the entire feature was shot in 25 days. The idea behind the convoluted narrative, as director explains, because of the pizza delivery scenario. The notion is that pizza is delivered while watching a movie. You can skip 4 or 5 minutes into the film to answer the door and get the food and then get back to the narrative without trouble. Memento, however, if you skip the first 3 minutes, you won't understand anything about the film itself. So that was the portion. With that as an explanation on why he was inspired to think outside of the box, it's easy to understand why the director opted for a non-linear structure. There is, however, the option to see the movie from a different perspective. The 2002 DVD includes a second version of the movie with the scenes in chronological order, but there is a twist in watching it. You have to pass several memory-based questions in order to unlock the content. So there you go. Another movie that I would love to bring up is Donnie Darko. It is the movie that is a cult classic for both young people and older generation. It explores time travel, dimensions, and the relation between life and death. This feature was shot in 28 days, which is coincidentally the same as the countdown time in the movie When the World Ends. All sorts of symbolism can be seen in this movie, from the town in which it was shot being the homage to the director's old neighborhood to a bike riding scene and a reference of E.T., however, most notably, the infamous character of the rabid Frank is inspired by protagonist Walter Ship Down, a controversial adventure novel. Donnie Darko explores many theories about the future, past, as well as alternate universes, and most people agree that you need to watch it more than once to understand it fully. So, what's the point here? Let's talk about this in the summary. Movies are one of the best pastimes in the day and age, artistic and throughout and thought-provoking. They're often the reason for a great deal of retrospection. Here we have listed 4 movies of some of the famous mind-bending movies with some lesser-known facts about them. I would highly recommend that you watch all of them if you haven't seen them. Seeing them could be deemed as classics in their retrospective genres. So, is there one that's your favorite? And here's the ender. Why is the reason that I'm bringing this up? Well, sometimes movies can take you to places that you might have not thought of, and maybe it can help you lead to change your environment by just taking a look around. That's my thought for a Friday. Yeah, normally really off the subject of Safety FM Mini, it seems like, but I really wanted you to give some consideration on some other things that are out there. I remember I used to play all the time a little clip from Joe Rogan. Be the hero of your own movie. I almost think that you should probably think about that one or find it as we talk about movies today. Anyways, I've been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen, and until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.